This was the first time the League of Conservation voters endorsed candidates running for local government posts. They endorsed 7 candidates running for board supervisor seats in Buffalo and Trempealeau counties. 6 of those candidates won. Ann Sayers is the program director for the League. She says these victories are just part of a regional political shift.
These results show that the tide is turning on frac sand mining. It's no longer the case that frac sand mining industries can come to Wisconsin and just run roughshod over the laws we have on the books and the people that call Western Wisconsin home.
Even at a statewide level, Sayers says more people are becoming wary of the explosive growth of the frac sand industry.
If I were a frac sand mining company this morning, I would be thinking long and hard about the approach that I've been taking in Wisconsin.
Nettie Rosenau is one of the League of Conservation Voters candidates that won a seat on the Buffalo County Board last night. She says local government has been overwhelmed by the battles brought on by frac sand mining companies.
So many of these county governments aren't and town governments are so unprepared for this industry, unprepared for citizen involvement. And that's the thing that I want to change the most, is that I want to involve the citizens in decision-making.
In St. Croix County, 2 other candidates with concerns about possible frac sand mining near a school were elected to the Glenwood City Council. Opponents of the proposal hope it'll be enough to stop the project. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.